Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
And good morning to everyone here in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, all the neighboring counties around. John, Brian, and Dalton are here. It's good to see Dalton back with us, and we have a special guest today. Ladies and gentlemen, I shouldn't wait. I mean, we need to just go ahead, don't you?
It's why we're here.
Is this why you've been so good this morning before the show started?
Yes.
I mean, you have been really, really good. Now,
I brushed my teeth.
Yeah.
I took a shower today.
Brian has not been so good.
No.
He's been a little naughty.
Just a little bit.
Always a good boy.
He pushed a chair earlier this morning.
I thought he was going to hit you with the chair, to be honest.
And here I am with one leg and trying to get out of the way. But we'll talk about that as well. But ladies and gentlemen, we are honored and privileged to have one of the, I guess, jolliest guys around, Mr. Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho. Oh.
Are you excited, Santa?
I'm excited, John. I've always wanted to be on WGNS, and now I have the opportunity.
WGNS, that's right.
Yeah.
You got it right the first time.
Of course I got it right. Come on, man.
Have you flown over WGNS on many of your flights, I guess?
I have, John. I always circle it. Just to see what's going on.
Well, don't land on the roof because it might cave in.
He's never stopped. So.
Well, I came up the stairs and I wondered about just coming up the steps and the handrail because I'm old. I can break a hip easily.
It's too narrow for the reindeer to come up.
It is.
Yeah. And really, they're resting right now, aren't they? I mean, because it's kind of pre-Christmas. So they're having kind of a... they're eating oats and stuff, I guess, and hay and that kind of thing.
They are resting. They only fly on Christmas Eve, if you've ever watched a more or less true version of it.
They're kind of lazy, aren't they? Just one day a year, that's it?
There's magic involved.
Oh, okay.
And so the rest of the year, I just get around like any normal person, not like you, but normal people.
Wow. So Santa's ugly.
So do you have a jet or anything when, you know?
I fly commercial.
Commercial,
but wow. First class.
Oh, of course.
Always first class. need the extra room for the seat.
Well, I did notice you're in business casual this morning.
Yes, I am. The suit, Mrs. Claus is cleaning it, working on it. Make sure it's ready.
Does it take a year to get it all clean?
Some of these kids are pretty grimy and sticky.
Yeah. Trust me, I know. You're sitting beside mine.
He did brush his teeth this morning.
I did.
Yeah.
So. It was the first time for everything.
Well, in your travels, and again, we're so honored to have you here this morning. I know there's a lot of things you look for in children about behaving. Do you do the same thing for adults as well? Or, I mean, is it something that you kind of say, well, they're adults. You know, they're gonna do a few things that are bad. Or how do you handle that?
Well, honestly, the kids, almost every single one of them is on the nice list. Mm-hmm. Little kids are wonderful.
Yeah.
Parents and adults, not so much.
Yeah.
And I watch. I'm keeping watch over all of them.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, where would you rank 1 being the worst, 10 being the best? Where would you rank Brian, do you think?
Brian is a solid 6.
6.
Oh, that's better than I expected,
yeah,
to be honest.
Me too. And you would, of course, I'm sure you're going to rate me higher, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've seen you on the golf course, so I rate you an 8.
Your face
an
just
8?
Froze there.
John, well, Dinkins, an 8?
I don't have that bad a temper. Not that bad. And what about Dalton here? Now, Dalton's kind of, he's 25, and he's kind of in between those ages.
I'll give Dalton a 7. Solid 7.
I'm not as high as you.
No. Man, you need to work on it. So, for instance, Brian being a 6, what can we expect him to get for Christmas?
Well, he's going to get, I used to give out coal.
Yeah.
But now I've gone to switches. Because coal got too expensive.
Yeah, yeah,
But he might get a switch or two, but he'll get whatever. He'll get, you know,
you
got to
be careful
has.
Giving him switches,
though. You know what
though?
I think he would like, Santa?
What's that?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
A new car!
I'm thinking he would like a brown sack with orange, an apple, and what is an acorn?
A walnut.
A walnut.
Yeah.
And a peppermint candy. Don't you think that would work?
That would be a pretty good present.
He loves those things.
Yeah. Only if it's an orange slice with the sugar on it. Not a real actual orange.
Well, the good news is Santa's going to be with us here all morning.
All morning.
So it's Santa Day on our special Christmas program. And we're going to take our first break, I guess, of the day. Mm. And it's coming up on 6:17. Are we going to take a look at weather today?
Oh, you betcha.
It's very important because he needs to know the forecast.
Yes.
Okay, coming up, you're listening to more of the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford country weather. We'll continue to monitor that winter system as it works its way into the area today. We'll have lots of clouds, areas of rain towards the afternoon as we climb to a high near 49. And then tonight, lots of clouds, areas of rain, could see some sleet mixed in at times. Temperatures will cool to about 32 degrees, and we'll have a slight chance of seeing some rain and snow early Tuesday. I'm Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 26.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Shop and save.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
We have paint all kinds of colors.
We have brushes and rollers for your paint project, too.
Hey, don't forget the cabinets.
We have all kinds of cabinets for any project you may be working on.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boomless seas and sing for winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the NFL, the Denver Broncos won the Sunday night game in overtime at Washington 27-26. The Broncos have won 9 in a row. Commanders have lost 7 straight. Washington's two-point pass at the end was knocked down. Seattle shut out Minnesota 26-0. The final, Vikings quarterback Max Brosmer, 4 interceptions thrown, including a pick 6. Buffalo won at Pittsburgh 26-7. Bills had trailed 7-0 late first half. And in L.A., the Chargers beat the Raiders 31-14, but L.A. quarterback Justin Herbert played through a broken left hand. He'll have surgery Monday. Carolina at home upset the Rams 31-28, ending the Rams' 6-game winning streak. Road wins for Houston and San Francisco, home wins for Miami and Tampa Bay, and the Jets, who beat Atlanta 27-24 on a 56-yard field goal on the final play. Coach Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss for the LSU job.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
21 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, John, Brian, and Dalton with you on the Wake Up Crew, our special Christmas program, and with our special guest, Santa Claus. I've noticed, and you guys feel free to ask any questions you want to ask Santa. This might be a good time.
I feel a little like... it's a little under pressure. A little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... Santa, you are the most famous person I've ever met.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hey, he gets it.
And humble.
Hey, buddy, don't be ugly to Santa.
I wasn't ugly. You're saying
did that knock him down a point? Did that knock him down?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
You're a five.
So now you're teaming up on me.
Oh, don't worry. By the time the program's over, he'll be like a two.
We'll keep
one.
A tally, yeah.
Santa, tell us about Miss Claus. How's she doing? And I know she's working on your uniform, but she's got other kind of things going on, too.
Mrs. Claus is busy this time of year. She makes cookies and
bakes. About that.
You know, you got to feed all those elves. And she's a wonderful, wonderful baker.
Now, do you have a top elf that takes care of things while you're gone? Is there a number one elf or CEO or anything like that?
The top elf is a guy. His name is Johnny.
Johnny.
And he comes down here and goes to Bristol.
Does he really?
Johnny is my number one elf.
Really?
Yes.
So does he portray you?
No. He is an elf.
He's too small. Too small.
Too small.
Yeah.
Little skinny elf.
Yeah.
But he does lights up. Next to the racetrack in Bristol.
Wow.
Just to look at everybody.
When I heard the name Johnny, I immediately thought of you, no. John, since you're an eight.
No.
Different Johnny.
Different Johnny.
Now, do they have any kind of strange names, or is this like Ralph and Bill, just normal?
They have all kinds of names. You know, the girls, my favorite elf and the girls is Gertrude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But she's sweet, I guess. Yeah.
But
are they married, Johnny and Gertrude, or?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's none of our business right now.
Maybe we could have the Bachelor Elf Edition, you know.
Santa has been, I'm going to ask this question, and then we'll take another break. But Santa, you have been portrayed in many movies, okay? Do you think there's a particular movie that epitomizes you the best and really shows? I'm thinking Miracle on 34th Street would be one that would be really more par to you, you know?
Miracle on 34th Street, the new one.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
not the black. I like the black and white one, but I've seen the color version. That guy has got my mood, my look. That's my favorite.
Full of kindness and sweetness,
yes.
Right?
So
yes.
You wouldn't say Tim Allen?
No.
Okay.
No.
Didn't like that portrayal as much?
Not really.
That's a little far-fetched, too.
Yeah, the transition in that one looks more like me.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, we're coming up on 24 minutes after 6 o'clock. You are listening to The Wake Up Crew. We've got Santa here. Stay with us.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
If someone asked, what's your more, would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. A light winter storm is expected to move into west and northern Middle Tennessee and southern Kentucky Monday afternoon, bringing a mix of rain, sleet, and some snow. Advisories are in place for most of West Tennessee, but impacts should be minor. Southern Kentucky could see a few slick spots, but most roads will stay wet. A light dusting is possible on grassy areas, while most of the region will get rain. The system moves out before sunrise Tuesday. Stay with this station for local conditions. Javier Pavia, brother of Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia, was arrested at Neyland Stadium Saturday during the Vols-Vanderbilt game. Court records say the 25-year-old refused to take down a flag blocking fans' views and appeared extremely intoxicated, arguing with staff and a state trooper. He was charged with public intoxication and released early Sunday morning. Pavia is due in court December 9th. More news in 30 seconds.
Jumpstart your holiday shopping with a Little Linden Christmas, December 6th, throughout downtown. Join dozens of arts and craft booths, along with our welcoming downtown stores, for a delightful Christmas shopping experience. Plus, enjoy a traditional Christmas tea, a hometown tree lighting, and Christmas parade to end the day. It all happens Saturday, December 6th, starting at 10 a.m. in beautiful Linden, Tennessee. Visit the Perry County Chamber of Commerce on Facebook for more information. We'll see you in Linden, December 6th.
As we head into December, Christmas tree season is in full swing across Middle Tennessee. About 10 tree farms from Springfield to Murfreesboro and Franklin are now open. In Davidson County, Santa's Christmas Trees has several Nashville locations, and Nashville Christmas Trees is set up in Bellevue. Many farms offer choose and cut, pre-cut, and living trees, plus holiday activities for families. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
27 minutes after 6 o'clock, John Dinkins with you. Brian Barrett's here, and Dalton Barrett in the house. And also in the house, not on the, not up on the housetop.
Not on the house.
No, he's
but in the house.
In the house is Santa Claus. Now, do you like to be called Santa or Kris Kringle or?
Santa's my favorite.
Okay. You think Chris gets a little too personal?
Yeah, it does.
I notice you're in your business casual today.
I am. I already told you that Mrs. Claus is working on my suit.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a good look for you.
Well, I think you should take him down a notch for that.
I wasn't expecting.
He wasn't listening to
you're
me
never going to get to as low as you're. I'm never going to get as low as you're, you are. So
no, you won't.
I might.
Oh, great.
After what we're about to do.
Santa may not like this
he
too
may
much.
Not. This might knock me down.
It's time to play a game, and we're going to play a very difficult game, I think.
We're going to play 5-second rule.
It's hard for me to think in 5 seconds.
That is true. Mm-hmm. I'll keep score.
Oh, yeah, of course you will. It's not competitive, though, right?
No, this is a competition.
Santa doesn't believe in competition.
Really? Santa, how do you feel about it?
I'm not wild about this. You know, the reindeer games, that turned into a disaster.
Well, you think that was a disaster.
Just wait till you see this.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a topic. You'll have 5 seconds to name three of that thing. We're going to start with my dear old dad. And we'll
sometimes
go around.
Sometimes we'll just go completely blank and we won't say anything, you know, so.
I'm ready.
All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Name three reality TV shows.
I saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, The Reactor, and Reacher.
Incorrect.
So, they were all three wrong, weren't they?
I think so.
Probably.
All right, John. Name three types of chairs.
Chairs? Lounge chairs, high back chairs, and so...
Out of time.
So you feel better now, Santa?
I feel okay. Much better. Yeah.
All right, Santa. Name three vegetables that are not green.
Tomatoes. Squash.
Out of time. I'm sorry, Santa. No points in the first round.
Carrots would have been one.
Carrots.
Right? Yeah.
Did you say potatoes? Corn?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Santa, let me give you some advice. You got to be a lot faster.
Got to show up Santa here.
Okay. Name three famous people named Jackson.
Jackson Jones, Jackson Smith, Jackson Bumperdinkle.
Okay. They need to be famous. Right.
Two of those were just producers from the radio station.
Okay. For instance, that would be Michael Jackson, Stonewall Jackson, and
Brett Jackson.
Yeah, Brett Jackson. Yeah.
All right,
hey,
John.
Hey, buddy. You don't buzz. You don't buzz Santa Claus.
No, I was buzzing you, Mr. Seven.
Name three actors famous for being on Saturday Night Live.
John Belushi, Chevy Chase, and Will Ferrell.
For the first point of the round.
This is how bad it is.
Okay, Santa, this one should be up your alley. Name three toys with batteries in them.
That's easy. That's easy?
Wow.
Toys are kind of his whole thing.
Hey, he delivers the toys.
That's fair.
The elves do all the work.
I'm sorry.
Where's Johnny?
If you'd asked Johnny, he would have gotten that.
Name three things that you would use to set the table.
Oh, that's
a waitress.
Oh, done. Out of time.
You're having a bad day.
Well, a waitress would do it all, so I thought that would be like 3-in-1.
John, name 3 Big Ten universities.
Indiana, Purdue, and Michigan.
John, with the second point of the round. And I did just pull this out of the stack, I want to say. This is not special treatment here.
No,
of course.
Santa, name 3 reindeer.
Comet, Blitzen, and Rudolph.
There you go, Santa.
I get point.
Yeah. That's true. Like I actually pulled that.
Hey, you know what's cool about that is if he'd have messed that one up,
yeah, it would have been.
But you see how the pressure you get though?
Oh, it's pressure. This is tough.
That 5-second deal.
Name 3 honeymoon destinations.
Ooh.
Gatlinburg, Pigeon Forge, and Memphis. I like to keep it local.
Hey, honey, we're going to Memphis.
Take you to the zoo.
Hold your purse. Make sure you hold your purse.
We're going to Graceland. Oh, we can see the Lisa Marie, the jet.
Oh. All right, John, name 3 Survivor show locations.
I have no idea. Jamaica, whatever, I don't know.
Jamaica. Aruba, Jamaica.
I don't ever watch that show. I don't know. I don't have any idea.
Okay, Santa, name 3 things that you shout at a baseball game.
Strike. Take me out to the ball game. And
out of time.
Santa's having trouble with the third one, you know.
I'll get partial credit for 2.
I do. And, you know, and I'll tell you why, because I think part of it was he didn't want to say a bad word on the air. That's what they mostly shout out at.
Exactly.
More Golden to come here on the Wake Up Crew. That's 5-second rule, and I guess I won. Yeah.
This is CBS Rewind.
Hello, Mac.
December 1st, you've got a heart of gold, 1976. Tonight. The NBC premiere of the sitcom,
Hello, Mac.
The McLean Stevenson Show. This date in 1977. The release of Aerosmith's album, Draw the Line. December 1st, 1981.
Too many dusty trail towns.
NBC debuted the Western series, Brett Maverick, starring James Garner in a revival of the role that made him famous.
They got more signals than the Southern Pacific. I don't want him standing behind.
It lasted just one season.
It's not what's in the air that bothers me, Doc.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
It's that mirror you just put on the table.
And that's Rewind.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Checking your Rutherford country weather. We'll continue to monitor that winter system as it works its way into the area today. We'll have lots of clouds, areas of rain towards the afternoon as we climb to a high near 49. And then tonight, lots of clouds, areas of rain, could see some sleet mixed in at times. Temperatures will cool to about 32 degrees. And we'll have a slight chance of seeing some rain and snow early Tuesday. I'm Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 26.
Good morning. Wrapping up this Reg 40 westbound at Spence Lane. It's been busy out here in the last few minutes with a couple of accidents as it gets heavier there through the Mount Juliet area. Westbound I-40 headed on into Hermitage. Steady flow of traffic coming down 65 through Millersville. It's building 24 westbound through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Hey, when you need dependable towing for that car or that big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call the professionals, STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by Old National Bank, the law offices of John Day, and AmeriCare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
In just a few weeks, we'll be celebrating our 79th anniversary as WGNS continues to encourage you to shop local. Oh, maybe you're new to the community and would like to learn more about our local history. head over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this Saturday morning, anytime between 9 o'clock and noon. Members of the Rutherford County Historical Society are there to share local history, and it's all free, including the coffee and donuts. Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street. You've heard us talking about Greenhouse Ministries. They need volunteers. Everything is done with volunteer help. Learn more about being a volunteer at Greenhouse Ministries. Come by every Wednesday afternoon at 2 or every Thursday morning at 10. And if those times don't fit, they also meet on the last Saturday morning of each month at 9 o'clock. Greenhouse Ministries at 307 South Academy Street. Now don't forget, the Smyrna Christmas Parade is at 2 o'clock this Sunday. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
And I would highly recommend Adams Place. It's a place to enjoy life. It's comfortable. The settings are home-like and not sterile. Adams Place is a place they're looking out for you. You feel at home, and I'm very fortunate there's a lot of people here I already knew. To get back to the food, I want to say one thing. The chef does a fabulous job here. I'm Larry Castelli. You know, I would highly recommend Adams Place.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you.
Don't be trashy.
Recycling isn't just about tossing materials in a bin. It's about knowing which materials are accepted. Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle Right Tennessee.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
The Wake Up Crew.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
It's 21 minutes before 7 o'clock. Be careful out there. As always, watch the roads, watch everything, really. Be careful. By the way, this is our special Christmas spectacular. You notice I've increased it to spectacular now.
It started as Christmas. Okay.
Yeah, Christmas show. Yeah, whatever. Now it's Christmas spectacular. Santa Claus is our guest today.
And after this segment, it's going to go back to just the Christmas show. Because it's, you know, it's the dad joke of the day.
Oh, yeah. It's time for our Christmas dad joke of the day. And it's going to be judged today by Santa Claus himself. Santa,
yes, we're not
ready?
Judging.
Now, here's what you do. You say, if it's a good joke, you put say thumbs up. No, we're saying...
Switches
and toys. Switches and toys,
yeah.
Toys is good, switches is bad. All right, ready?
I like toys. Santa, what's your favorite sport?
I don't know, what?
North Pole vaulting.
Switches. Switches. Switches.
That was without any hesitation. And we didn't look at him either, did we?
Nope.
Man.
Wow. That was a rough one. Do you want to try again maybe in a little bit?
We'll try one in the next segment. How about that?
Okay.
Stay with us.
CBS News Brief. President Trump is responding after lawmakers say Defense Secretary Hegseth could be guilty of a possible war crime if he called for a second strike on a suspected drug boat to kill two survivors.
I don't know. I'm going to find out about it, but
Pete said he did not order the death of those two men.
Top U.S. envoys head for Russia after Secretary of State Marco Rubio took part in talks with Ukrainian officials in Florida.
This is delicate. It's complicated. There are a lot of moving parts, and obviously there's another party involved here that will have to be a part of the equation, and that will continue later this week when Mr. Woodcock travels to Moscow.
Fresh off Thanksgiving weekend travel woes, a potential nor'easter's on the way. CBS meteorologist Rob Marciano's in New York.
Mostly northwest of I-95, that's where the heaviest snows are going to be, 5 to 10 inches. So that's a high-impact storm. The bigger cities should be mostly rain, but still, this is going to impact a lot of people.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A deadly crash near the Rutherford-Davidson County line shut down Interstate 24 eastbound early Sunday morning. The multi-vehicle collision occurred around 3:26 a.m. near mile marker 62.6, just past Old Hickory Boulevard. According to Metro Nashville Police, two individuals lost their lives, one at the scene and another later at a hospital. Several others sustained injuries, though the exact number remains unknown. Among the vehicles involved was an Amazon tractor-trailer, as captured by TDOT SmartWay cameras. The severity of the crash forced a full closure of I-24 eastbound in southeast Nashville, impacting traffic from Murfreesboro and the greater Rutherford County area. Crews worked through the early hours, and by 8:15 a.m., all lanes had reopened. In a separate incident, a Smyrna man was arrested during a traffic stop in Mount Juliet after running a stop sign. The 33-year-old suspect was wanted out of Rutherford County on multiple charges, including assault and false imprisonment. Officers with the Mount Juliet Police Department made the arrest on Pleasant Grove Road after discovering the outstanding warrants. The connection to Rutherford County reinforces ongoing efforts by law enforcement to apprehend individuals across county lines. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick yet digestible format, but more than just the headlines, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, streaming on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and over on our website, WGNSRadio.com. Whether you're walking the dog or getting your first cup of coffee for the morning, be sure to do it informed with the Rutherford Roundup. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSRadio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Do you want lights?
You can't believe the lights we have at the Restore.
Oh, yes, sir. We have lighting.
Chandeliers, pendants, flush mounts, table lamps.
Just come down and take a look.
Shopping at the Restore.
Shop? Yeah.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Turn to Turner Security for your business or your home. With Turner on your team, you're never alone. For everything you'll need, all you gotta do is call. Turner's got it all. When you turn to Turner Security, powered by TechCore, you can leave your security issues at the door. Turn to Turner Security.
The Christmas season should feel like joy, not financial stress. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we focus on people helping people. Whether you need help with a little extra funds, managing the money you already saved, or getting a head start on saving for next year's Christmas presents, we can help. In fact, we help when others won't. Visit our website, heritagesouth.org, to learn more about holiday specials at Heritage South. Insured by NCUA.
We're talking with Carol Johnston.
My son lives here, and when I'd come to visit, I'd drive down Memorial and see Adams Place, and I thought it was such a beautiful setting. I was just very impressed with the friendliness of the staff. They put the residents first here, and I like that very much.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me for more information about Adams Place, located at 1927 Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
Hey y'all, it's Taylor with Bell Jewelers inviting you to come shopping with us this holiday season. We have something brand new, Flex Bracelets. They have a magnetic closure, Women, you can just slide them on yourself. You don't need anybody's help. The Flex bracelets. They will make the perfect Christmas gift. Plenty to choose from. Flex bracelets. So come visit us here at Bell Jewelers at 821 Northwest Broad Street across from Toots.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Carlin Cochran. Tennessee's 7th Congressional District holds its special election Tuesday with national attention on Democrat Afton Bain and Republican Matt Van Epps. Bain is campaigning on affordability and rural health care, while Van Epps focuses on the economy, border security, and veterans. An Emerson College poll shows Van Epps leading 48-46%. The district spans parts of 14 counties, and voters must bring a valid photo ID. Polling locations are at govotetn.com. The race could impact the balance of power in the U.S. House. Javier Pavia, brother of Vanderbilt quarterback Diego Pavia, was arrested at Neyland Stadium Saturday during the Vols-Vanderbilt game. Court records say the 25-year-old refused to take down a flag blocking fans' views and appeared extremely intoxicated, arguing with staff and a state trooper. He was charged with public intoxication and released early Sunday morning. Pavia is due in court December 9th. More news in 30 seconds.
Jumpstart your holiday shopping with a Little Linden Christmas, December 6th, throughout downtown. Join dozens of arts and craft booths, along with our welcoming downtown stores, for a delightful Christmas shopping experience. Plus, enjoy a traditional Christmas tea, a hometown tree lighting, and Christmas parade to end the day. It all happens Saturday, December 6th, starting at 10 a.m. in beautiful Linden, Tennessee. Visit the Perry County Chamber of Commerce on Facebook for more information. We'll see you in Linden, December 6th.
Enchanted Christmas Tree Farm in Powell is only in its second year, but it's already becoming a holiday tradition. Owners Gina Hunt and Anthony Reynolds say more than 350 families came on opening day. The former cattle farm was converted during the pandemic, and now families visit to cut their own tree and start new traditions. The owners say they're grateful to see the farm become part of so many holiday memories. Carlin Cochran, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
It's 6:48. It's our Christmas spectacular extravaganza here on the Wake Up Crew. It just gets better and better.
It just keeps going. Where do we go from extravaganza?
Oh, and we're still having the news, weather, and traffic, and all that kind of stuff, right? Do we have any of that?
No? Sometimes.
Okay, yeah. So there is some seriousness to it. Santa's here, and he has been with us, and what's amazing about it is he hasn't left at all.
No.
I thought he'd get up and walk out.
His phone just keeps ringing.
Yeah.
All these elves are calling him, trying to figure stuff out, he's committed.
Do you have a secretary, or is it Mrs. Claus?
Mrs. Claus.
Gosh, she's amazing.
She is amazing.
Yeah, well, she makes some good biscuit and gravy. Oh. I heard. That's what I've heard.
Really?
Yes. She makes great biscuits and gravy and brown sugar syrup.
Oh, so
now
hot.
What I'll say is Santa didn't bring any of that up here.
Well, she's too busy, man.
Well, and I guess he's a guest. We probably should have given him food.
Yeah. Well, it's the Wake Up Crew. Yeah. He wasn't expecting that, was he?
I hope not.
Something more than leftover stale biscuit.
Yeah. Right now, you'd like to have a jacket, wouldn't you? This is about as cold as the North Pole.
This is
pretty chilly. All right.
Randy. I wanted to make him feel comfortable.
Yeah. Thank you.
Why do you think he wear? Okay, never mind.
Now you're at a four.
Where am I going to be by the end of the show?
I don't know. By the time you get through these jokes, it could be that low. Mm. All right. We're going to do a special, like give you a chance to get to know Santa a little bit and do some dad jokes. And because I think we just threw one on him, and of course it was not good.
Switches.
So we're going to give you an opportunity and see what he thinks about some of the others, okay?
I've got several here, we can go through.
All right.
Why did Santa have to go to the podiatrist?
I don't know why.
He had mistletoes.
Toys.
Ooh, he liked that one. Yeah. I do. It was kind of quick. A good release.
Yeah.
Did you like the way I came in with that? Yeah.
Good job, John.
I think it's better when I'm a good straight man for him. Okay, go ahead.
What do you call a Santa who doesn't wear underpants?
I don't know. What?
St. Nicholas.
Switches.
Oh, man. Come on.
He thought that was going to be a good one.
I don't know. That one got me. I would have given that a good... But it doesn't matter. My score doesn't count.
It made me laugh, but not because it was necessarily good.
No.
The knickers part got me.
What was it again? Nicholas?
Yeah, Saint Nicholas.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's kind of offensive, isn't it? A little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. A little too risque for Santa Claus.
Oh, we like to push the envelope here on the Wake Up Crew.
You're pushing.
I guess I am.
Hey, dude, you're at four.
I know.
Okay.
What else can I do?
Joke number, what is it?
This is number four.
Number four.
Okay. Why do Santa's reindeer fly on Christmas Eve?
I don't know. Why?
It's too far to walk.
Toys.
Oh,
I like that.
Me and Santa have different taste in jokes, I think.
Yes, he does. We do, I think. We're so used to doing them, though.
Right, we're in sync.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Number five.
Why do snowmen live at the North Pole?
I don't know. Why?
Because it's cool.
Switches.
But did you get his facial expression? That's cool, man.
That almost got him dropped down another. But,
oh, no. Yeah,
but four is going to hold at four, I feel sure.
What do you call ducks that live at the North Pole?
I don't know. What?
Christmas quackers.
Toys.
Oh.
See, the ones that you don't like, it's weird.
I kind of like that one. It's weird. It's okay.
Mm.
I don't know that I've given it a thumbs up, but it was okay. I liked it. Okay. All right.
Did you hear about Santa losing all of his money?
No.
Yeah, now he's Saint Nicholas.
Toys.
Toys.
I'm going to give that
a
toys.
I do think that was better than Snickerless or yes. Nicholas. Yes. Saint Nicholas.
It wasn't Baldy.
Yeah.
No, it was.
Yeah.
What does Santa use to clean the sleigh?
I don't know. What?
Comet.
Toys.
Yeah.
You're kind of running away with this a little bit.
Oh, really?
It's 5-3, good versus bad.
Yeah.
So.
Where does Santa stay on vacation?
I don't know where.
At a hotel.
Switches.
Yeah. That didn't do it for me either.
No. Sorry.
Which one of Santa's reindeer has the best moves?
I don't know.
Dancer.
Toys.
Hmm. He likes the clean.
Even he wasn't confident in that joke. Yeah.
He was scared.
What did one Santa's helper say to the other?
I don't know what.
Let's take an Elfie.
Switches.
You look so disappointed.
Yeah, I kind of like that one.
You would.
Thanks. What did Santa say to the comedian?
What did Santa say to comedian? I don't know what.
You slay me.
Toys.
Yeah.
I hated that one personally, if I'm just being honest.
What happens when Santa gets stuck in a chimney?
I don't know what.
He gets claustrophobia.
That's a sensitive subject.
Yeah.
But that switches.
Yeah.
Just for bringing up bad memories.
Yeah, I think that was kind of uncalled for, actually.
Oh.
One more. You've got time for one more, I think.
Okay. How do you invite Santa to a party?
I don't know how.
Request his presents?
Toys.
Hmm. I think Santa likes the clean, crisp, you know, to the point, no thrills, you know, just
right simple.
To it. Yeah. One more.
It's because he hasn't been jaded yet.
We got time for one more.
What did Santa say after returning to the North Pole?
I don't know what.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Switches.
We'll do the score when we come back. More to come on the Wake Up Crew.
Checking your Rutherford Country weather. We'll continue to monitor that winter system as it works its way into the area today. We'll have lots of clouds, areas of rain towards the afternoon as we climb to a high near 49. And then tonight, lots of clouds, areas of rain, could see some sleet mixed in at times. Temperatures will cool to about 32 degrees, and we'll have a slight chance of seeing some rain and snow early Tuesday. I'm Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, 26.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Saturday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. Wrapping up this Reg 40 westbound at Spence Lane. It's been busy out here in the last few minutes with a couple of accidents as it gets heavier there through the Mount Juliet area. Westbound I-40 headed on into Hermitage. Steady flow of traffic coming down 65 through Millersville. It's building 24 westbound through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Hey, when you need dependable towing for that car or that big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call the professionals, STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated now over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change can make a big impact at sharingchange.org.
This message brought to you by the Central Tennessee Regional Solid Waste Planning Board. Visit RecycleRightTN.com for tips, ideas, and locations on where to recycle near you. That's RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, it's all on you. Don't be trashy, recycle classy, recycle right, Tennessee.
Go to RecycleRightTN.com.
Recycle right, Tennessee.
It's Christmas time in Murfreesboro. Adams Place Senior Living Community hopes that you receive the best gift of all this Christmas, spending quality time with those that you love most. Take plenty of pictures, have lots of belly laughs, and always go in for one more hug. Here's to making precious memories this season that you and your family will cherish for a lifetime. I'm Terry Deal, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Adams Place.
CBS Entertainment, there are certain characters you don't want to mess with on Landman, like Ariana.
But I will not be judged in my own house.
Yeah, we're good. She is played by rising star Paulina Chavez. The show's set in her native Texas.
It's very beautiful to be able to tell Texan stories.
And I got to talk with Paulina about how personal it is to represent her Mexican-American heritage on the show.
I mean, I take my community very seriously, and whatever I do work-wise is a reflection of us. And so I'm so grateful that Taylor Sheridan, I mean, Ariana, she's a beautiful, well-rounded character, like every character in his lineup.
New episodes of Landman are streaming now on Paramount Plus. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy, so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Okay.
It's 6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew. Frances Cook is today's SRM Concrete Good Neighbor. No, yes, it is today, yes. Right. For being the longest serving employee and executive director of Journeys in Community Living, serving for 41 years and empowering people with disabilities and aging adults to live full and meaningful lives. Frances Cook will receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. And don't forget, the Good Neighbor recognition is brought to you by SRM Concrete, locally grown, nationally known, honoring everyday folks who go above and beyond for others.
You can text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a good neighbor of the day, or head on over to our website, wgnsradio.com/good neighbor. Similar process for birthdays and anniversaries, wgnsradio.com/birthdays or 615-893-1450.
Big G TV is where Christmas comes to life with coverage of the Murfreesboro Parade, Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
And it's 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Snow fouls holiday travel push.
Lots of frustration here.
Congress demands answers on boat attacks.
Escalating threats of military force.
Investigation into National Guard shooting.
So far, no confirmed extremist ties.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the push to get home from Thanksgiving on one of the busiest travel days of the year ran into trouble for thousands of people as snow pounded the nation's midsection. Here's CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
More than 2,900 flights were canceled and over 21,000 delayed since Saturday.
Our flight to San Francisco was canceled, so now we are going from here to Orlando, and then we're going from Orlando to San Francisco.
The Des Moines airport was closed for hours Sunday after a Delta regional jet skidded off an icy taxiway in heavy snow Saturday night. Sunday was met with chaos on the rails. An Amtrak station was evacuated after a fire on an Acela train. Police say it was caused by a mechanical issue and spread to three cars.
A new storm developing today will bring snow to parts of the Midwest and into the East tomorrow. Now to Washington, where CBS's Nancy Cordes reports there are increasing calls from members of Congress for more information about the deadly U.S. attacks on suspected drug boats off South America.
There is a buildup that the president has not explained.
Ohio Republican Mike Turner spoke for many lawmakers Sunday when he questioned the massive U.S. mobilization in the Caribbean.
It is certainly a significant concern in Congress.
Those concerns grew more urgent this weekend after President Trump announced that airlines and pilots should consider the airspace above and surrounding Venezuela to be closed in its entirety. When Trump was asked why he issued that warning, he would only say this.
Because we consider Venezuela to be not a very friendly country.
Now, there's a new controversy over those strikes on suspected Venezuelan drug boats. The Washington Post reported that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth gave an order to kill everybody on board before the first boat strike September 2nd. When two survived, the Special Operations Commander overseeing the attack reportedly ordered a second strike to comply with Hegseth's instructions, and the two men were blown apart in the water.
President Trump's special envoy Steve Witkoff is headed to Russia, where the Kremlin says he'll meet tomorrow with Vladimir Putin. CBS's Holly Williams has the latest on talks aimed at ending the war in Ukraine.
Russian missiles rained down on Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, this past weekend, sending people underground for shelter to the city's subway system. Yet after meeting Ukrainian negotiators in Florida, the Secretary of State said he's optimistic about brokering a peace deal.
We don't just want to end the war, we also want to help Ukraine be safe forever, so never again will they face another invasion.
But many Ukrainians are angry. They say that President Trump's original peace plan put forward last month does not guarantee their safety and effectively rewards Vladimir Putin for his invasion by handing over swaths of Ukrainian territory permanently to Russia.
Investigators say the suspect in last week's shooting of two National Guard troops in Washington, D.C. may have been radicalized after moving from Afghanistan to the U.S. Here's CBS's Nicole Skanga.
A U.S. official tells CBS News the suspect suffered from post-traumatic stress. CBS News has also obtained emails sent by a concerned caseworker assigned to Afghan families that describe Lochinwall as alternating between manic episodes and spending most of his time for weeks on end in his darkened bedroom, not speaking to anyone, not even his wife and kids. Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf remains in critical condition, fighting for his life as those who knew her mourn the death of 20-year-old Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom.
Sweetest girl you'd ever meet. I mean, she's friendly to everybody, would help anyone.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Luigi Mangione is due to appear in a New York courtroom today. He's pleaded not guilty to the killing of the United Healthcare CEO. CBS's Anna Schechter.
Mangione's lawyers have said in court filings that police only read him his Miranda rights about 20 minutes after they started questioning him. And so any answers, anything he might have said before he was Mirandized should not be admissible in court.
Authorities are asking for the public's help as they try to solve a weekend mass shooting at a California banquet hall. CBS News Sacramento reporter Madison Keevy.
Gunfire erupted during a family party Saturday night in Stockton, California.
Everybody okay?
Yeah, I have two additional.
Police say up to 150 people were inside celebrating when the shots began.
Stockton PD are requesting our assistance at the county hospital. They had a shooting at a child's birthday party.
15 people were taken to the hospital. Three children were among the four people killed.
The Supreme Court hears arguments today about whether an internet service provider can be held liable for copyright infringement. Legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This case arises out of the chaos of the internet, where everything, including copyrighted material, is instantly available. Sony argues that the internet providers must be held liable for the search history of its customers. Cox Communications argues that there are too many infringement notices for them to verify as legitimate without cutting off everyone's internet service.
Today is Cyber Monday, where internet shopping deals abound. Analysts say Black Friday sales jumped more than 4% over last year. CBS's Alice Gaynor.
The National Retail Federation says about 60% of people consider the holidays an essential part of their budget.
People are able to spend right now, but are also starting to make cutbacks in ways that make sense for them.
We're just trying to think about the value that we get for our money.
Despite the price pressures consumers are juggling, the White House is putting this weekend in the win column.
Big news from college football. Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin is leaving the sixth-ranked Rebels to be the new head coach at LSU. He departs Ole Miss just before the college playoffs. CBS Sports college football analyst Brandon Marcello.
There's been a lot of discussions in the background about, I want to coach in the college football playoff. Will Ole Miss allow me? Because he's going to a rival program in the SEC. He's going to be recruiting against them. He's going to be coaching against them. So how do you allow that to happen? You really just can't.
Kiffin's deal with LSU is a reported $90 million over 7 years. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. With small ships that bring travelers closer to the destination, there's more time to explore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime.
Our entry-level data plans start at just $20 a month. And for a limited time, switch and get your second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit ConsumerCellular.com, or a store near you and get your second month free today. Plans include $5 credit for...
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll keep you updated at the top of each hour all day. It's time to get back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Back at it here for another hour of the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along here in just seconds. But right now we pause to check on traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots, Good Food and Fun.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford country weather. We'll continue to monitor that winter system as it works its way into the area today. We'll have lots of clouds, areas of rain towards the afternoon as we climb to a high near 49. And then tonight, Lots of clouds, areas of rain, could see some sleet mixed in at times. Temperatures will cool to about 32 degrees, and we'll have a slight chance of seeing some rain and snow early Tuesday. I'm Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 25.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Good morning. Heavy traffic here in the last few minutes. 40 West coming past the airport here in Donelson Pike as it gets heavier down through Millersville on 65 going southbound. Watching it build pretty good now with more volume. 24 westbound coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County up through the Antioch area. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or big truck here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Clark Talks and Company will get you top dollar for your property.
Selling your home, farm, or have an estate to settle, auctions are easy and profitable. You don't have to worry about the hassle of repairs or showings, and you'll receive multiple offers on auction day.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Welcome into the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. A special, what'd you call it, John? Extravaganza?
Christmas? Spectacular extravaganza.
A spectacular.
Momentous event.
Extravaganza, momentous event.
Santa. How many more words can we
We got Santa. We got Santa the dude here, man.
He's the guy.
Hey, he's the guy, and I'm sure he's going to say something at the end of our program today that's going to be uplifting for all the children and people in the world.
Yes, except for us.
Yeah.
We've made his list and not the good one.
I do know that you used your special connections, which go back decades.
Yes.
To talk with Mr. Claus here.
Yes. Yes.
So thank you for doing that.
Am I supposed to go into that? No, I don't think so.
Well, no. I mean, I've
had special ties since I was a young lad.
Yes.
I don't know if y'all know this, but I am Santa's regional manager.
So does being a kid and having such a family connection to Santa, is that like having your godfather as your elementary school principal?
It's very similar.
So it's horrible.
It's kind of like a nightmare.
Yeah,
yes,
it's
it is.
The worst.
Yeah. But I'm regionally, I'm his kind of his manager. I kind of make sure he gets to places. I'm not over him, you know, the world, but I am the region manager here for Rutherford County. He contacts me, and I get him here, and that kind of thing.
So you have contacts all around the world, then.
And you do a wonderful job at that, John.
Well, thank you.
I appreciate the representation.
Now, out of all your regional managers, where does he rank? Is he higher up or lower?
I'm the only one he's ever had.
He's at the top.
Okay.
He's got them all over the world.
Now,
John,
he goes around schools. Now, you can tell us a little bit about that. You do go around schools, and there are pictures taken. And
of course,
Josh Houston and Associates,
or what we might call Elfies.
What's that? JHA and Company.
Yeah,
yeah.
You take Elfies,
and that is such a wonderful thing.
Just giving it
because you see a lot of kids that way.
I see hundreds and hundreds of kids before Christmas, so they can get their pictures with me back, and it's just. You know, anybody that looks at the kids and spends time with them, they are great. Our future is very bright all across the world. But here in Rutherford County, I see some really special kids, nice kids.
Well, Santa, we have several people who have texted in some questions this morning.
Oh, no.
So they want to ask you this morning several questions.
Of course, there's backup music.
Whoa. Here is one question for you, Santa. How do you deliver presents to every child in the world in one night?
It's called Christmas magic. How else would I do that? There are millions and millions of children, but there is magic involved.
Yeah.
Yeah, listener who texted a question.
Okay, jeez.
That sounded like a Brian question to me.
Another question for Santa. How do you know who's actually on the nice list?
I watch. I see when they're sleeping. A little strange, but I watch the kids. I get reports from people.
Isn't there a command center at the North Pole where you have these monitors and you can just pretty much, you know,
Yes.
Eavesdrop on people all the time.
Yes, and we maintain a database. We have gone to the modern technology.
Oh, nice.
I've got a very active database.
Senna, have you implemented AI into your workflow?
No. No, AI is the work of the devil. I won't have anything that's AI.
There you go, boys.
And if you are for AI, you've just gone down a point, Dalton.
Wow. Jeez. Well, this next question is, I don't know. We'll see how you react to this. Do the elves work 8-hour days, or are they, you know, just working all year long with no health benefits?
They are working all day long, all night long, making that many toys. They don't have health benefits because they don't get sick. Oh. Again, it's magic.
Okay.
Unlike the real world.
I mean, you've already told him that once.
I know. He wasn't listening.
Santa, are you working for the government?
No. Definitely not.
All of those folks are on the bad list, I would assume.
Right now, yes.
How do you apply to work at the workshop?
Well, you've got to be a whole lot smaller than you. Oh. Elves are not nearly as big as you are.
Again, these are text questions.
Those doors are real, real. Well, I know, but with it coming from you, it seems like it's you. But yeah. Yeah.
Well, Will Ferrell worked. What do you think about that movie?
I'm not wild about that one. That's not one of my favorites.
You think it puts elves in a bad light, kind of, or just... Just not truthful enough.
Just not truthful enough.
They presented you as kidnapping a kid. So yeah. That's probably not a good look.
The Tim Allen movies are closer than that.
Has there ever been a toy making disaster at the North Pole?
No, the magic takes over that.
Okay.
I can't think of one single disaster.
I mean, why would they have that if they can go around the world all night long?
Right.
Exactly.
Thanks, Mr. Representative.
I'm his regional manager.
He's pushing toward 3.
This text question, can I go for a ride on your sleigh?
No.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
That was quick.
The magic,
that's only used one night of what year, isn't it?
The magic of the sleigh is, you know, it's marginal for all the presents that I carry.
So it's just for you?
For me and the presents. You'd weight it down, we'd never get all
this. Okay, again, it's not me. This could be a kid that's 4 years old that is all he ever wanted to do. So then I'll ask the question, the burning question that I've always wanted to know. Were you really kissing mommy?
I refuse to answer on the grounds that Mrs. Claus might be listening.
There you go.
He's pleading the fifth.
Pleading the fifth.
So you have those same rules in the North Pole. Wow.
Well, it's pretty commonly used nowadays, so, you know.
Well, I don't know that we got a straight answer out of that one, but Santa Claus is with us here today on this special edition of the Wake Up Crew.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
In the NFL, the Denver Broncos won the Sunday night game in overtime at Washington 27-26. The Broncos have won 9 in a row. Commanders have lost 7 straight. Washington's 2-point pass at the end was knocked down. Seattle shut out Minnesota 26-0. The final. Vikings quarterback Max Brosmer, 4 interceptions thrown, including a pick 6. Buffalo won at Pittsburgh 26-7. Bills had trailed 7-0 late first half. And in L.A., the Chargers beat the Raiders 31-14, but L.A. quarterback Justin Herbert played through a broken left hand. He'll have surgery Monday. Carolina at home upset the Rams 31-28, ending the Rams' 6-game winning streak. Road wins for Houston and San Francisco, home wins for Miami and Tampa Bay, and the Jets, who beat Atlanta 27-24 on a 56-yard field goal on the final play. Coach Lane Kiffin left Ole Miss for the LSU job.
I am Charlotte Gardner.
Why do you love Adams Place?
Gee, there are so many things, but I guess the choices. You can be as lazy as you want to be. You can be as active as you want to be. The residents are friendly. The staff is wonderful. You don't need to be concerned at all. It's up to you.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. Many lawyers are quick to say that they'll take the insurance company to court for you. But how do you know if the lawyer is an experienced trial attorney? Ask them if they're certified. And in order to be certified, you have to have tried a lot of cases, taken a two-day test, and get recommendations from judges and other lawyers. My wife Joy and I are both certified as civil trial specialists, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
Your good health, that's what we're talking about this morning. Kim Dunaway is with us from Sunshine Nutrition Center. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
We're all thinking about the holidays, and there's one particular topic in the holidays, how to not gain weight. Is that possible?
Of course it's possible. Just because people don't do it very well doesn't mean it's not possible. But yeah, I mean, in order to gain weight, you have to eat more than your body burns. Right? Just like in order to lose weight, you've got to eat less than what your body burns.
I've done that very well.
Some of us are very well versed in that, for sure. So in order to not gain weight, we have to eat what our body needs and not more than that, right? So how can you do that during the holidays and not gain weight is the question. So what I like to recommend people is one of two things, and maybe even both. One is the swap method, okay? Meaning that when we enjoy something that we don't ordinarily eat, we're going to swap it for something else that we do ordinarily eat, okay? So example of how this might work. Let's say that you really want to eat grandma's pecan pie that she only makes during Christmas time, right? And so if you go over for Sunday dinner and you really want to have her piece of pecan pie, but you also want to have all of these other things as well, too. So think about what you would normally eat that you eat to maintain your weight. And what can we eat the pecan pie instead of? So, for instance, instead of eating perhaps a roll, maybe we put the pecan pie there instead of the roll. Maybe instead of doing sweet tea or some kind of soda, some kind of already sugar-rich beverage, we're going to do the piece of pecan pie instead, or the peppermint bark, or the fudge, or whatever it is that we have this time of year that people like to do. When we're trying to maintain weight, what you want to think of is what can you eat instead of restricting yourself and saying that you can't have something, but also realizing that we can't do a lot of addition to what we're already doing. Meaning that instead of, I'm going to eat everything I normally eat, but then I'm going to add these special foods during the holidays, that's going to lead to weight gain, right? But if we do those special foods in a reasonable portion instead of something else that we normally do, now it balances out those scales, okay? And so now we're not going to gain weight because we're not adding on to what we're doing. We're simply keeping our energy balance about the same. We're just going to eat something instead of something else that we might ordinarily do. Maybe instead of that Frappuccino latte or whatever, you go and have something like that, for instance. So that's one thing. Thing two, it is absolutely okay to exercise in the month of December, okay? The gyms are still open. The greenways are still open. YouTube still has workouts. Like, whatever it is that you do, you don't have to wait to January to go work out. You can do that now. And people think about working out when they're trying to lose weight, but working out is also a very important piece in maintaining weight. So in order to create a deficit, we have to either eat less, we have to move more, right? When we're trying to, again, maintain weight and we want to eat a little bit more, then working out gives us a little bit more calories to work with. So those are two things you can do, right? We can eat less of something and eat something that we want to do instead, or we can work out to make up for that, or we can do both.
What type of workouts are best for us? What types, I guess, eat the most calories?
Well, there are cardiovascular workouts that burn the most calories in the moment. And then there are strength training workouts that are going to burn the most calories over a 24-hour period of time. So really, weight training is most efficient. But for most people, I'm going to lean into whatever they're going to do regularly. It doesn't make sense to do an exercise that you're going to dread doing, you're not going to do consistently. So first and foremost, do something that you like doing that is good for your body and whatever limitations physically that you might have. But if we're going to pick and choose, like walking works really great. You don't have to run. If you like to ride a bike or you like to swim, all of those things are great. But it is very important, no matter what age you are, to get in some type of resistance training 1 or 2 days a week if possible.
What about drinking water? Is it important to continue drinking a lot of water?
Water is important throughout the year, but a lot of times it's forgotten in this season when it's not as warm. People don't drink as much water. And so, yeah, it does. And it also kind of helps a lot of times with appetite control, with not eating as much. Sometimes we eat and really we might really be thirsty. So I think it is important to keep that on the forefront because when it's not as hot, we don't think about it as much.
Now, going back to your substituting items, there are periods during the holidays where you have 3 or 4 parties in a row. Do you substitute on all of those, or should you just say once a week?
Well, I think that within that, wherever you're at, whether it's a bunch of parties, birthday parties in the middle of the season, whatever it is, you always want to think in terms of what makes sense as a serving size, right? A piece of cake usually isn't going to throw people off. It's several pieces of cake that's a problem. It's large pieces of cake. It's grazing on something, eating little bitty pieces of it 10 times a day that really adds up. So I think if you do a serving of things in a good portion, that makes the most sense. Maybe think about it as having one of those treats at the party instead of 5 or 6 of those treats. If you know you're going to have several of them in a week, you're going to have lots of opportunities to have these things. You don't have to blow it all in one day.
They need to come by Sunshine Nutrition Center. Where is it located?
We have 2 locations in Rutherford County, here in Murfreesboro, 621 South Church Street, and then in Smyrna, 901 Rock Springs Road.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're talking with Ramona Ewald at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Why did you select the Villages?
I enjoy reading and I belong to the book club here. And we read a different book every month, and then we get together and discuss it. And I have a good appetite. I do like the food.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro, and we invite everybody to come out and take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
When the unexpected happens, fire, water, or storm damage, Farrah Construction can help. Farrah Construction is also there to help when a car slams through the wall, and that seems to happen more often these days. I'm Ron Hall. Let our family at Farrah Construction help you. Call Farrah Construction, and we'll board up, put down tarps, secure your home or business until the insurance coverage is approved. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
SRM Concrete is the largest ready-mix producer in the country.
yet is still family owned and operated. Locally grown, nationally known, SRM delivers unmatched quality and service. You call, we haul. We're SRM Concrete.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Well, we've made it to 7:30 on this Monday morning. It's December 1st, and our special Santa show continues in a second.
Yeah, today's birthday, well, make that yesterday's birthdays, Jerry Miller, Laura Smith, Cecilia Moss, Courtney Yates, Kathy Hoover, Parker Mallon, and Sandra Bingham. Today, Greg Cannon, Bruce Plummer, Bob Mifflin, Jack Fishback, Paul Jacksboro, and Jacqueline Pennylane.
And you can get some more to us, 615-893-1450. The phone number, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's the website. A delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig is the prize, so get them in now.
Yes, it is your deadline to get in your birthdays and anniversaries today.
See every float, every smile, and the moment Santa arrives on Big G TV. Sunday, December 14th at 2 p.m. Brought to you by Kenneth Barrett for Sheriff, Middle Tennessee Electric, Farm Bureau Insurance, Adam Tipton, and Whitfin Funeral Chapels.
A check of traffic and weather together, and then more Santa visit when we come back.
Checking your Rutherford country weather. We'll continue to monitor that winter system as it works its way into the area today. We'll have lots of clouds, areas of rain towards the afternoon as we climb to a high near 49. And then tonight, lots of clouds, areas of rain, could see some sleet mixed in at times. Temperatures will cool to about 32 degrees. And we'll have a slight chance of seeing some rain and snow early Tuesday. I'm Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 25.
Good morning. A little bit more volume in the last few minutes. I-40 westbound coming in from Wilson County over into Hermitage. More volume in the last few minutes westbound. Vietnam Vets approaching Conference Drive. All that traffic flowing in right now from Sumner County into Davidson County. They're on Vietnam Vets. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out first. Get to know them at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A fiery crash near mile marker 74 on I-24 East in Rutherford County late Saturday night drew swift response from both first responders and community members. According to reports, a vehicle veered off the roadway and caught fire in the woods. Before Murfreesboro Fire Rescue arrived, a Rutherford County Sheriff's deputy and a bystander managed to rescue the occupant from the burning vehicle, a courageous act that likely saved their life. Murfreesboro Fire and Rescue's Ladder 11 crew quickly suppressed the flames, while Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services transported the injured individual to Ascension St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital. Just hours earlier in Laverne, a structure fire alarmed neighbors along Morningside Drive. Crews with Laverne Fire and Rescue responded around 4:25 p.m. to find flames inside the basement garage of a home at 265 Morningside. Fortunately, all residents escaped safely, but the home sustained approximately $100,000 in damage. Battalion Chief Patrick Hood confirmed the blaze was under control within 30 minutes. Sadly, one pet was lost in the fire. The Red Cross is now assisting with a displaced resident. As emergency personnel worked to contain the fire, nearby roads such as Martindale Drive and Hollandale Road were temporarily closed for safety. That's all for now. For more local news in a quick format, but more than just the headlines, check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, or over on our website, WGNSradio.com. Start your morning informed with the Rutherford Roundup. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Fresh cut greens and oven warm bread, jars of sweet jam will be red. Good food, good folks, flavors that shine from winter's chill to spring sunshine. Every Friday, feel the spark. Rutherford County Market at Lane Agri Park.
Local farmers with local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market every Friday through April.
You'll find it there from frost to boneless seas and sing the winter tough and welcoming spring. So bundle up.
Park
at the Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Hi, I'm Larry Castelli, and I love living at Adams Place. I do exercise. I go 3 times a week. I go to stretch and balance, always conscious of your needs. It's not that someone is telling you what to do. Is they're looking out for you. It's a good workout.
And what about the food?
Oh, give me a break. There's so much food here. You can, you know, I would highly recommend Adam's Place.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
Back at 7:35 on the Wake Up Crew from WGNS, and the big guy's here. It's his holiday, and it's coming up. It's Santa in the house, and John has been doing so great with questions for the panel here. So I think you should just continue.
Well, this next question, guys, is for everybody. We'll start with Santa, and then we'll go around the room. Santa needs to be first.
Yeah, oh, okay. Of course.
All right. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
No.
Well, that was quick.
No.
That was one of my posing questions here, so very good, John. Mm. I like that. No, absolutely not.
Dalton?
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie? No. Is Die Hard a movie I like to watch at Christmas time? Yes. Because I like Die Hard.
Ooh, I like the way you kind of eased it in a little bit there.
You know, it's not a Christmas movie, but I do like to watch it at Christmas time.
That's why he's a 7.
But wouldn't that make it a Christmas movie? Oh, never mind.
For me personally, but yeah. Across the board now.
Okay.
It's snowing. Doesn't it take place at Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
I've only watched it like once. I don't watch it on Christmas.
It's not scary.
No.
Okay. It's a good movie.
It is a good movie.
I've watched it a lot. Okay. What's your gift? No, let's skip that one.
Uh-oh.
What's the best Christmas candy you've ever had? Let's broaden that. What's the best Christmas dessert you've ever had or candy?
I love a pie at Christmas.
You love a pie?
I love a pie at Christmas.
Santa?
I like fruitcake.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, a lot of people
traditionalists.
If anybody was going to like fruitcake, it's probably Santa.
Do you like the ones that are in the can, or you like somebody to actually make a fruitcake?
No, I like the ones in the can or in the plastic wrap.
Wow.
Just old gummy fruitcake.
I can understand him being a traditionalist, though. Yeah.
I can remember my mom making a fruitcake. Now, it didn't have a ton of things that people didn't like. This one that I remember had, like, raisins and walnuts in it.
Yeah.
But that was about it. Maybe cherries.
Almost like a walnut cake. I think
kinda,
that's yeah.
Maybe so.
Yeah. I hate fruitcake. Okay.
Mm.
Didn't hold back there. I guess I lose a point.
Yes, you do.
You're getting in my territory.
I'm the only one who hasn't lost any points so far.
No, nobody can
like
get in
your
territory. I think I'm at a 6 right now. Is there a holiday movie you watch every year? You've already mentioned Die Hard. Is there another movie? What do you watch, or do you have time?
I watch White Christmas.
White Christmas. Snow.
It's so good, and I won't talk about Vera Allen's legs, but White Christmas is one of my favorites that I watch every year.
Wow,
she was a dancer. Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Representative. I'm trying to cover up scandals here.
Come on back up a point, John.
I see how this works.
Brian, what's your favorite, or do you even watch Christmas movies?
I don't.
Okay, that's what
he watches the Christmas episode of The Ranch.
Wait, didn't you watch The Grinch?
I have seen The Grinch.
Yeah, I figured. If you had to travel for holidays, where would you want to go? Santa, where would you want to go? Would it be cold, or would you rather go somewhere warm?
For the holidays, I'd go to Australia. And one of their traditions is when I visit Australia, because it's summertime, I get beer and cookies.
Really?
Really. There's no milk down there. It's great.
That's an interesting combination.
Well, the cookies are special.
Yeah.
That's your last stop, I hope.
It's my last stop.
Okay, good.
Dalton?
It's like a wine tasting. He's got to spit it out in between each one.
No.
I don't know. I kind of like being around everybody for Christmas. So I feel like if we were going to travel, it would need to be everybody. Because I live close to both families.
Like a Brady Bunch Christmas. You know, where everybody's together. Flies.
Yeah, because I think... it's just nice having everybody together. Not to go with like the local place, but Gatlinburg is pretty at Christmas. Somewhere that really goes all out, decorates the town for Christmas.
Well, when you're thinking about traveling.
No, I don't want to travel with him. That's okay, why it's a
like,
hard question.
Yeah, because if you go somewhere and like Pigeon Forge and you're stuck there.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
It is pretty there at that
time
a, of the
there
year.
There may be a crazy aunt, you know, you never know, or an uncle, you know.
Well, that's always the case.
What's your did you want to travel? Did you ever go camping or anything?
No, we did try to take a trip to the beach one time, and it was cold. Yeah. So, yeah, that didn't work out too well. 7:40 on the Wake Up Crew.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore.
Habitat Restore has furniture.
At a great bargain price.
Couches, beds, tables.
We have it all.
At the Habitat Restore.
Shopping at the Restore, yeah.
If it's here today, you better get it.
Because it may be gone tomorrow.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the Winter Spring Rutherford County Farmers Market.
Bundle up and make your way every Friday at Lane Agri Park.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
It's Christmas time in Murfreesboro. Adams Place Senior Living Community hopes that you receive the best gift of all this Christmas, spending quality time with those that you love most. Take plenty of pictures, have lots of belly laughs, and always go in for one more hug. Here's to making precious memories this season that you and your family will cherish for a lifetime. I'm Terry Deal, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from Adams Place.
The Wake Up Crew.
Merry Christmas from John, Brian, and Dalton.
7:42 as we wrap up this special edition of The Wake Up Crew. Hope you've enjoyed our visit with Santa. I know that you're so busy during this time of the year, Santa, and just to take some time out and be with us has been wonderful.
It's been my pleasure, Brian.
You don't have to lie.
No, Santa, you just dropped down.
Uh-oh.
You just dropped down a point for accusing me of lying.
You accused Santa of lying?
Yes, he did.
Well,
yes,
I just can't see how anybody would find this as an enjoyable experience.
It was a very...
Well, if you only do it once.
Right, that's right, that's right.
So you're thinking he's not going to be back? Is that right, Mr. Representative?
This is a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
You really don't like it. I'm the regional manager, do you? I just look out for him, try to take care of him.
I understand. Well,
he's got to have somebody represented from
each
town.
I do.
You do.
I guess you're mad because it wasn't you, but hey.
No, I don't think I would have ever been on that list, probably.
Did you notice he wore his red shirt up here?
I did.
Who?
Yeah, Brian? Yeah. He did that on purpose.
I saw it. I thought it was a little much. Pushing a little, yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
Great Mr. Claus in casual.
He's going to not even register before the next 2 minutes are over.
Do you have parting comments for our listening audience here on this Christmas, Mr. Claus?
I do. The parting comments are, especially this time of year, all year, be nice to each other.
Yeah.
It takes so much energy to be a jerk. So just be nice.
He must be out of breath.
I was going to say, he should be a whole lot thinner.
Be nice to one another.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I think maybe you need to listen closely to that.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Representative.
Boy, he's really on to that. He's really mad about that.
It's regional manager.
Regional, well,
But I think that's one of the greatest things. Be nice to everybody, because we're in a world right now that that doesn't always happen. So, and be watch what you say.
Watch how you say and the tone of voice you use.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's got to be year-round?
Year-round. In other words, it's got to be all the time.
Wow. In other words, Brian should say, John, I congratulate you on being the regional manager instead of meeting a manager.
Exactly right. Yeah. It was a tone of voice that got him down to a two.
Yeah. Seems like that takes a lot more energy.
Ooh, just went back down
nice.
To one.
Yeah.
Just went down to one, in my opinion.
Oh, okay. Now you're the one doing this, Mr. Representative.
No, he's still Santa.
He's still two.
Ooh, overruled.
he even knocked me a point. What are you talking about?
But it's a low two.
Well, you. Thanks. It's not like a 2.2. It's a 2.0.
Exactly.
You told me that one of your favorite Christmas songs is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right?
That's correct.
And you say it has a very good story?
Yeah, it's got a good story. It shows what bullies can do and the bad things that they do. But in the end, good is triumphant.
Well, on that note, Santa, we thank you for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you, Santa.
My pleasure.
Again, we know that it's a tough time of the year to get you, but we're going to head out here on this special edition of the Wake Up Crew. Hope you have a wonderful day, everybody, and we'll see you back here next time.
You would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Checking your Rutherford country weather. We'll continue to monitor that winter system as it works its way into the area today. We'll have lots of clouds, areas of rain towards the afternoon as we climb to a high near 49. And then tonight, lots of clouds, areas of rain, could see some sleet mixed in at times. Temperatures will cool to about 32 degrees, and we'll have a slight chance of seeing some rain and snow early Tuesday. I'm Laura Lockwood from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now, it's 25.
Local farmers, local meats, vegetables, and other produce at the winter, spring, Rutherford.